Ubered Readers and Writers Festival is coming to Perth again in 2022, and we'll see writers from Indonesia, Singapore and the Ukraine join Australian and WA creatives for 3 days at the Rechabyte Hall. Sharon Flindell is the CEO of Writing WA, and she joins us to let us know what we can expect from this amazing festival. Sharon, welcome.
Thanks very much, Beck.
So, I mean, Ubered is obviously not Perth. How is it that Perth is hosting this festival?
Ubered Writers and Readers Festival started back in 2004, I think. It was created by Janet Deneath, who is a long-term resident of Ubered, basically in response to, or you know, in the aftermath of the Bali bombing. She felt that it was necessary to do something that would contribute to the healing process. So that was really how the festival started in Ubud. And then the relationship with Writing WA began a few years later with us sponsoring West Australian writers to go to Ubud and be a part of the festival there. And it's just, you know, evolved very naturally from those origins. So a couple of years ago, when we were all initially in lockdown, Janet and I conceived a program called Kembali, where we were basically working to keep the connections between Perth and Ubud, Australia and Indonesia alive through that horrible process. And so we created an event that was purely hybrid. Obviously, in Perth, we were able to have audiences on the ground and we were able to have our speakers on the ground. But we also had Indonesian authors joining us from all over Indonesia and bringing that event into the Rechabyte. So that was the sort of first outing, if you like, to create the model for bringing a larger version of the Ubud Festival here into Perth.
Does that mean that there will still be a Writers and Readers Festival in Ubud?
Absolutely. So what's happening is that our festival here in Perth is taking place on the 21st to the 23rd of October, and then the main festival in Bali will take place the following weekend.
Oh, amazing. So will the same people get to experience the same speakers, or are they going to be different speakers across the two sites?
Well, many of the same speakers will be joining us here in Perth. Obviously, our festival is a smaller version of the parent festival, but you know, this year we're really excited for the first time to be able to go back to an in-person format. So all of our speakers are coming to join us here in Perth. We've got Janet joining us from Ubud, taking time out from festival preparations up there to be with us. We have an amazing Indonesian chef who's joining us to create a very special once-only, once-in-a-lifetime kind of meal, Chef Wayan Kresnayasa, who is one of Indonesia's most acclaimed Michelin-trained chefs, and he'll be cooking lunch for us on Saturday the 22nd in the Double Rainbow Eating House.
And of course, not just eating lunch, it's a literary lunch. So you get two Miles Franklin authors included with the Michelin chef. Jennifer Down and Josephine Wilson are going to be attendant at that event. Is that...
Absolutely.
How can people get tickets to this?
Well, I'd recommend they do it very
quickly. They hurry up.
Going fast. So just jump onto the festival website, which is UWRF Perth. And obviously that stands for Ubud Writers and Readers Festival Perth. So UWRFPerth.writingwa.org.
Because we are talking to Sharon Flindell, CEO of Writing WA, about the Ubud Writers and Readers Festival Perth. There is a bigger festival happening in Ubud the weekend after, but we get to have a little sneak peek into some of the sessions that are being held in that program. So tell me about the ways that international surf culture is being brought into a festival about books and reading and writing.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm really looking forward to this session. Basically, it's a conversation about the relationships that have been built between Indonesia and Australia by our surfers and the surf culture that has grown up between the two countries, the connections that have been made, for decades through, people's love of surfing. So we have Tim Baker, who is probably one of Australia's most significant writers and journalists, who writes about surf culture, and he'll be talking with local surf writer Chris Binns. But the session's also going to include some fantastic archival film clips of Australian surfers in Indonesia back in the 70s. So the clips themselves are just kind of extraordinary to view, and they're going to be kind of backdrop to that conversation between Tim and Chris.
So it's really a lot about the ways that reading and writing are dialogue between the reader and writer, in the same way that the surf is part of the dialogue in between these cultures. What else can people expect from the program?
Well, the festival theme is uniting humanity, and I think, in this anniversary year of the Bali bombing, I think, to be having a festival like this where people can come together and just immerse themselves in shared conversations is, a very significant opportunity. But, there's so much to choose from in terms of the content of the sessions and the different activities that are available. We've also got film screenings. We've got an amazing film by Jane Castle, which is titled When the Camera Stopped Rolling. And it's a documentary about mother-daughter relationship that, existed between her and her mother, Lilias Fraser, who was probably Australia's leading, trailblazing female filmmaker. And Jane's joining us for an in-depth conversation following the screening. So that's going to be a special event. We've got Indonesian children's authors who will be doing presentations in Bahasa Indonesia for families and children. As you said, we've got Jennifer Down, the current Miles Franklin Award winner, joining us. Really, there's a huge amount to choose from.
And people can choose from all of those at the website uwrf.com.au.
They can pick and choose individual sessions. We're also offering half-day ticket packages, which give greater savings on the individual prices.
Amazing.
I really recommend committing to a half day and immersing yourself, or commit to a full day. Commit to the whole weekend. There's a lot to really get your teeth sunk into this weekend.
Sharon, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat today and giving us a bit of an insight into the UBID Writers and Readers Festival in Perth, happening on the 21st to the 23rd of October. There's definitely a lot in that program to look forward to.
Thanks so much, Beck. It's lovely to talk to you.
The UBID Writers and Readers Festival is happening in Perth on the 21st, the 23rd of October, and the weekend after in UBID.